Vikings general manager Rick Spielman joins us from the combine. Usually all season you're serious, you're watching games, you're grading tape, but you smile when you come here, don't you?
Yeah, it's an exciting part of the year because this is, you know, where you're going to get your roster better. And there's get an opportunity to visit with all these young players, and you know a lot of these guys are going to be on your roster going forward. And so you get excited.
How about all the juniors that have declared this year? I mean, the number has risen for the past 6 years, every year, including this year, a bunch of them. And so this is important to get in front of those juniors.
This is a huge part of it. Most of our formal interviews will be with juniors because we have not interviewed them yet. But the juniors coming out in this draft has made it a very deep draft. And so there'll be a lot of opportunities to get some very good players, not only in the early but mid to late rounds as well.
Talk about the importance of the combine in the evaluation process, because based on a combine performance, you're not going to move a guy two or three rounds, but you may move him within his position group or within his grading level. Can you kind of explain that?
A lot of it will be on how we feel about him from an interview standpoint, from the medical that we get from here. You know, we have him. We just finished our initial draft meeting, so we already have him in specific categories and grouped together. So guys may fluctuate within that category, but it won't say, hey, now he was a third rounder, now he's a free agent, or he's a third rounder, now he's a first. You got to always remember what you're seeing on tape and evaluate him as a football player.
Some people will demean the on-field drills because it's not real football. They're in shorts and T-shirts. But when you look at a guy who plays one scheme in college, but you like the guy because he's a good player, but you run a different scheme in the pros, can you glean anything from these on-field drills to see if they can do something athletically for you that they weren't asked to do in college?
An example of that may be a 34 team, for example, who a guy played defensive end in college, and there are a lot of guys that may be undersized to play a true defensive end position in the NFL, so they come out there, not only do the defensive line drills, but they do linebacker drills as well, so you can get a chance to see him athletically, how he moves, and potentially can he play in space as a linebacker.
What position do you think I could play?
Reporter.
Okay, I can do that. One different thing this year for you, as opposed to most years, is we have a new head coach. So did you and Coach Zimmer and the scouting staff have to sit down and discuss his expectations for different positions? Is that something you had to do before you came here?
We did that. We did it with the offense and defense with Norv. It's more on the defensive side of the ball because there are specific traits that Mike will be looking for in his defensive linemen, in his linebackers, in his secondary. So some of the guys that we may not have looked at in the past are now guys that we'll definitely look at. Some of the types of players that we took may not fit from a schematic standpoint. But the one thing, just working with Mike over the last month and practically living together and watching tape, is that he has an uncanny ability to adjust his scheme to that player's strength. And he has a proven track record of taking guys and taking them to the next level, and guys that maybe a veteran that thinks that well, this player is done. He has that, whatever that is, that it factor to get them not only to play to a level but probably beyond what their capabilities are as well.
Well, thanks for taking the time to join us, and thanks for reserving a table for us at St. Elmo's. We're going to apply the bill to your budget, so
Very
thanks
good.
For that. Yeah. Have a good week.
Thanks.